Missy and Me by James Cravens. First published 2023. Copyright AB, Discovery Books, 2023. All rights reserved. Chapter 1, A Girl Like Her. In the late 1960s, there must have been a girl like Melissa Diffie in every subdivision in America. Melissa was the quintessential go-to girl for our neighborhood's childcare needs. If you needed a babysitter for an unexpected night out, you'd call Melissa. If you were going to be gone for a weekend and didn't want to take the children along, you'd ask Melissa to come and stay. Or if you just needed a mother's helper, Melissa was always happy to help you find a few hours of peace and quiet. Melissa was my next-door neighbor. "If I close my eyes," she once told me, "I can still remember my mom taking me to stay at my grandmother's house so she could go be with your mom at the hospital." Barely 3 years older than me, Melissa could recall the day I'd been born. For whatever reason, that always impressed me. Melissa was a petite brunette. She was not particularly tall, but she was particularly striking. Unlike many bespectacled girls, glasses didn't detract from her appearance. As she blossomed into a full-fledged teenager, I remember thinking that Melissa had a nice figure. With her long dark hair and vivacious smile, she looked vaguely like Ally McGraw in Love Story. Melissa had an appealing quality about her that could only be ascribed to the girl next door. I now realize that she was competent, and that competency was the unique sort of feminine magic that parents like mine seemed to genuinely appreciate. Melissa's little brother Craig was my best friend growing up. Craig and I did everything together, whether that was playing Green Hornet and Kato on the front lawn or nailing together bits of discarded wood in the hope of creating something recognizable. Once we could be trusted to walk to and from the nearby lake by ourselves, we often went fishing together. We never caught much to speak of, but we enjoyed the opportunity to be off by ourselves and feel a little more grown up. Craig fancied himself something of a wit, and obviously thought his older sister was a pain. "Everything is beautiful," he would sing, imitating Ray Stevens, "except Melissa Diffie. She looks like a stormy night. I won't subject you to the rest of the song, but I imagine you get the idea." I didn't realize then that Craig's mom and Melissa kept him on a tight leash. Craig chafed under their constant scrutiny, and often told me that he longed for the day when he could be out on his own. Craig and Melissa's dad was George Diffie, who had a used car dealership out on the highway. My dad and the other fathers in the neighborhood used to look forward to seeing what used car George would be driving each week. The little boys were almost always disappointed. If George was driving something like a Corvette, it was only for a few days, but there was the appealing Mustang or Camaro every now and then. We didn't see much of George because he worked long hours 5 and 6 days a week. He was a smaller guy with prematurely gray hair, and he always wore a perky bow tie. He always reminded me of the pictures I'd seen of Harry Truman. My dad, in sharp contrast, was a commercial artist. I never really understood what my dad did until I was much older. Dad was a genuine talent, which I did not appreciate at the time. He left the house at the same hour each morning and returned at the same time every afternoon. He was home on weekends. Compared to George, I thought my dad was a little, well, staid and boring. Even the odor-filled mysteries of the printing plant where my dad worked were nothing compared to the allure of a used car dealership.